When entering the building that harbors the museum, you will face Saint-Louis, King of France. Sitting under an oak, he seems to greet the visitors. Above his head, in an upper position, is Emile Vidal, dark enough to be mistaken for a Spaniard, by all accounts a handsome figure. Head of Saint-Louis, Vidal was known as the inventor of a device, the scarificator. He used it with great skill for the treatment of lupus, vulgaris, and rosacea. Nearby is Lalet, who played a very important role in the creation of the wax moulage collection and in the development of the library. Although no disease is named after him, he is remembered as the leader of several dermatological facilities that marked the history of the specialty in Saint-Louis. The wax moulage collection is a significant example. The innovative École des Ténues also reveals his dynamism. Finally, should you have a special interest in the history of photography and dermatology, you will be interested to learn that the first truly colored photographs in dermatology were published by Lalet in 1878. Do not forget to look at the busts of Janssen, Achille Sivat, Bazin, Weichenbach, and Darier, all personalities who deserve to be known. Darier was undoubtedly the most famous French dermatologist in the 1920s and 1930s. He was the main editor of the Nouvelle Pratique Dermatologique, a magnificent treatise of 8 volumes updating and enlarging Besnier's Pratique Dermatologique. He also described several skin diseases, notably follicular descheratosis, named after him as Darier's disease or Darier-White's disease. In the conference room, you will see another portrait of Darier, in fact, a copy of a pastel by Levi Durmer. Walk up now to the first floor. The staircase that leads to the museum is really a portrait gallery illustrating the masters of Saint-Louis. We will make a few stops in front of the pictures of several dermatologists in order to remember some aspects of their works. Basically, only deceased dermatologists have their portraits in this memorial gallery. Fortunately, Professor Jean Sivat, whose portrait you will see while going up to the museum, is a significant exception.